This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right, we are back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Martin at 11. Chuck at 12. Let's see. Oh, Brian, you want to tell us about our friend Ryan Kelly, I believe.
Yes, Ryan Kelly, a little busy doing business today, so he can't hop on for his call-in. But I want to remind everyone that you have any, if you have any home loan issues, or if you just want to refinance, or if you're looking to buy a new home, just give them a call, 314-781-9700, or visit them online at thehomeloanexpert.com. It's the Home Loan Expert, kind of like the Ohio State University. Got to include the D.
All right, let's read a couple of texts. Bill McDermott texting in, by the way, in terms of greatest upsets, and I think we've gotten some on the text line too. The U.S. win over England at the 1950 World Cup, a team with some fine St. Louisans on the squad, top of the list. Yeah, that would definitely be up there. That one, the miracle on ice, and, of course, Tyson Douglas. What else there, Brian?
Well, on the topic of soccer, we got a couple of texts. A couple of years ago, Leicester City won the Premier League, starting the season off at 5,000-1 odds.
Wow.
Yes. So that would be like entering this year, the Orioles then ended up winning the World Series. Like it would be major.
I wonder what the Rams were in 1999 in terms of the start of the season and then winning. I know the odds definitely
changed.
They were
300-1 odds to open the season to win the Super Bowl. We missed it, Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, put like $100 on that. You got a nice little payout.
Not bad. All right, what else we got there?
Scrolling through, everyone forgets that Buster probably should have lost that fight. The long 10 count earlier in the fight was bad. That's from Doug's prison wallet.
Yeah, they started it a little bit late. Now, to Buster's defense, he's probably being strategic and staying down as long as he can to get the rest. And then as soon as he hears the count, then he, in his own head, he's thinking, okay, yeah, I got to get up at this point. So, but you're right, and you'll see that in the special if you watch it.
How many plates of pasta did you have after your medical procedure yesterday? Or did you go to Kimo's Kitchen and just hang out there all day? Hope all went well, the Beweevil of Bevo Mill.
All right, I'll come clean on this one. Had the colonoscopy yesterday. So the night before, you have this absolutely disgusting drink. And they give you this jug that, I mean, it could, if there are like four people like dying of thirst, if you gave them this jug, they'd be fine for 5 years. I mean, that's how big this jug is. And it's this terrible mix. I never want to have Crystal Light for the rest of my life because my wife tried to make it a little tastier by putting Crystal Light in. But now Crystal Light is associated with that jug and that horrible night. So I will never have Crystal Light again. Not that I was a big fan anyway. But you have nothing but that to get your system clean from 3 o'clock that afternoon until the surgery, which was 7 o'clock yesterday. So, and then to make matters worse, is Monique is making unbelievable sourdough bread and New York Times chocolate chip cookies that night. I mean, it would be like a sexaholic walked into Hugh Hefner's mansion, or an alcoholic walked into the brewery. I am sitting there and I can't eat any of this, and she is cooking up a freaking storm. I'm dying. So then the surgery, we left the place at about 10 o'clock, and at 10:30, I was at the Olivet Diner eating pancakes the size of large vans, eggs and sausage and toast. Oh, my goodness. Then I went home and just woofed down a huge thing of pork tenderloin, and then, you know, they said don't drive, but, of course, we had a sponsor's thing last night. I had to show up, And then I went there and had some crab rangoon and some meatballs. So,
oh my goodness.
Here's what I can understand is, how can medical technology improve so much, and yet we are forced to pound down this jug of – there's got to be like – if somebody could just invent a little pill, you know, to kind of clean it out.
You would think so, right?
Oh, the worst. All right, what else we got there, Brian?
How about St. Louis Hawks in 58 beating Bill Russell at his peak, Jim, in Crestwood? And Hammer texting in with a better comparison about Leicester City. It'd be like Memphis being promoted to the majors and then winning the World Series that year.
Yeah,
it was that
huge.
Improbable when it happened.
What was that?
Now, let me ask you, were either of you two aware of it when it happened?
I was, yes.
Leicester, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was an ongoing theme throughout the year as it went through. And by the time it actually occurred, you're like, okay, I get it now.
Very nice.
Jimmy D., Frank, I have very little interest in Will Smith. From my understanding, in West Philadelphia, he was born and raised, and on the playground is where he spent most of his days, not playing baseball.
There you go. It was a good movie, wasn't it?
Did anybody mention Villanova beating Georgetown?
Oh, that's really good. In fact, Brian, just check that for the heck of it. What underdog Villanova was. I think they had lost 9 games that year, including a couple of times to Georgetown.
They were 8, which is the highest or the lowest seed ever.
At the time?
Yeah, I think they were like an 8 seed.
Well, I would just love to know the point spread on that game. It was in Rupp Arena, Lexington KY.
Yes.
And I can still remember Harold Jensen knocking down those shots and Ed Picnig and Gary McLean.
That was as close to a perfect game as I think I've ever seen.
I'm actually kind of surprised by this. According to Boyd's Bets.com, it only says Georgetown was an 8-point favorite.
Really? Well, okay, now go to NC State against Houston in 83.
No, the first one it mentions is 85. It doesn't mention that one.
Okay.
All right.
Either one of those were pretty dynamic, though.
Yeah. Okay, before we go to break, quick word about Winning Streak. They sponsor the text lines, and everybody knows that Winning Streak is the go-to for custom jerseys and apparel for travel, baseball teams, schools, and businesses. But did you know they can set up an online store with your team's custom apparel? It's a great way to raise money for your club or team to promote your brand at the same time. The bottom line is with Winning Streak, it's you want to have the coolest uniforms. You know, you want your kids in really sharp stuff. And, you know, you may be a business and you want to wear nice polos and nice 3/4-inch zips. They're the best in what they do. They really are. 888-570-6194. 888-570-6194. Winning Streak, a proud sponsor of the text lines. We are broadcasting live at the Schnucks at Gravois Bluffs. They're arrays of fruit, vegetables, meats, cheeses all year round, and they're great for holiday gatherings. Schnucks Rewards, see the brochure. Many new and exciting upgrades and changes are coming in the next few months to the Fenton Schnucks. Stay tuned. And, boy, come on by the deli, get some food, and say hello. We'll take a short time out. We're coming right back.